Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandevele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
Hundreds of Zimbabweans attended this year's Zim Expo last weekend in Chicago, where some business people said they managed to strike lucrative deals with their counterparts in USA and Zimbabwe.
Zim Expo, which is an annual business and social networking event held annually in the USA, featured a business dinner, Miss Zimbabwe USA, a clash of the DJs, and soccer matches. Apart from that, business people exhibited various goods.
Some Zimbabweans were happy that they managed to process passports and birth certificates. Representatives of the Zimbabwe Embassy were a big hit at the event.
The event also featured rising dancehall music star Jazz Signal and Afropop singer Cindy Munyabi. Organizers of the event hope that they will hold a big and better show next year. No venue has been determined.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebo, chonga kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila wena.
Yeah.
Ndakanzwa kuti wanga uri ku Zim Expo.
Yeah,
kati mbona. Yeah. Wakaona here President Obama?
Bengumdingile kodwa ngidinge ngamsebenzi.
Havana kuya ku Zim Expo.
Ndanzwa kuti uphenduke eminyango so
wathi. Umakapesana pesana.
Yeah.
Ndizvozvo.
Mbose ngambona nje.
Nokuti wakanga uri mushamawo chaimo.
Kujalo foi, kujalo.
Ndizvozvo ke.
Yeah, so ke kunjalo chonga. Zvuruka ndapa so namhlanje sikhuluma ngombukiso we Zim Expo okati kuona konapa eChicago kwele Melika. Ngambile ke sibili ku Zim Expo bekunenge kwathi kukhona ngale bekulo Miss Zimbabwe USA lapho kunqobe khona untombazana okuthiwa ke ngwako Jack untombazana lo unothando ukhanya sibili utshengise ukudlabanye sibili kunyomalisayo kuzobuya ke I Clash of the DJs asumculo okathi cha khona ngale bekufiwa sibili kuzobuya njalo le business dinner lapho kade abantu besidla bekholisa ngapha bekhuluma ngezamabhizimusi ngaphandle kwalokho bekunjalo kule nguquphela umdlalo wenguqu abantu bayawuthatha kazelela kakhulu so bekudlalwa khona ngale kunzima sibili nxa sisikhangela okunye okade kukhona bekulabantu abavela esigodlweni semelika akade belungisela labo abafuna ukuba lamapassport labo abafuna ukuba lama-birth certificates le nto ezinjalo uyaqhubekela phambili ngomnyaka ozayo umbukiso lo weZim Expo kodwa ukwaziwa ukuthi uyabongaphakwa khona sibonile njalo kade kulo Jazz Signal lo ohlabelayo sibili uhlabela ingoma yakhe enye ithize kuzobuye lo Afro Pop singer uSindi Munyabi bebekhona ngale sibili hayi bekungani bekukuhle kakhulu jonga
hayi wendizvozvo manzwa kubva kuna Gibbs Dube mutori wedu enhau akanga ari kuZim Expo achitsanangura zvakatora nzvimbo hanzi aiwa kwaa kune mavhu nemarara evanhu vakanga variko ikoko vaibva matunhu akasiyana siyana emuno muAmerica nekuCanada nevamwewo vanenge vakabvawo kunyika dzimwe dzakaita sekunana United Kingdom vachiuya kunotandara kuZim Expo. Zim Expo mukana unopiwa vana veZimbabwe neshamwari dzavo dziri muno nevanoronga mutambo iwe kuti vange vachisangana pamwe chetewo nokuita zvemabhizimusi kutengeserana nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ataura Gibbs kuti gore rino vazhinji vakanakidzwa zvikuru nekuvepo kwevamiriri vemuzinda weZimbabwe muno muAmerica vaikwanisa kunge vachipa vanhu mukana wekutora mabirth certificate nemapassport magwara ekufambisa nemagwara ekuberekwa waibva wangozviitirwa ipapo ndofunga wanga usingabvawapiwa birth certificate ipapo waingofila kufila mafomu.
Yeah, kufila mafomu mbao sewe tumezele Zimbabwe. Okwenza wikuti uyapatali mali. Unapatali mali ya nkona. So siti kuluma umuntu esi unatumezele kona.
Okay.
Tapu tumutu la tola.
Anasutura kumusha.
Uza tata wese hambisa kuna ngale kwa msiteli.
Ndizo.
Yeah, kwa msiteli kwa sewe lungisa. Baka lungisa se kubisa peking hapa. Mm-hmm. Sutu nyezo la esilopo
sana. Yozo tumirwa. Yeah. Uongo ndizo. Mm-hmm. So anzima ya kwanza kupiwa mkana wakufila mafomu. Ni kubadara marizenyu. So tumirwa kumusha. Mm-hmm. Imi moronga muna anenga ajizo nukufambisira ima pepe ya unakuno tora. So zosu kwa kuno. So zutumirwa kwa uri. E, kana kuti alikumusha ye kana atora ye. Unofu wangu zutumirwa ye kuno. Ndo ma opportunities akauiswa ne zime expo koitawo vaishambadza kana kuregedza zvinhu zvavo zvavainazvo zvingava zvemabhizimusi zvingava zvigadzirwa ndezvimwe zvaitwa mukana wekuti vemabhizimusi vaibva wangu wanawo mukana wekushambadza kuti ndinoita chakati ndinoita chakati ndinoita chakati vachisangana nevari muno muAmerica nevamwe vakanga vabva kuZimbabwe pakaitawo zvakare mumhanzi pane mukomana wechidiki ari kusimukira just signal ane kambuka kanidiwa na Gibbs Sterick nde mumwe anonzi Cindy Munyavi ndevamwe vaimbi vekuZimbabwe vakanga vachitandadza vanhu zvapera izvozvo kwakawene Highlanders yemuno
yeah.
America ne Dynamos yemuno muAmerica
bekupfiwa
nabvu
ya hai pola na pala milchao sivili.
Anukuti kuwa nuhimu Afrika kashinji. Munga fara Sterick. Asika na msuna
uzita bora. Bora. Hai kona.
Shakafa yani.
Ya.
Zata imbwe una otishita tiri wa diki.
Ya.
Kuma makuredi ya teta wala utirini tiri wa diki.
Ya.
Muka enda kumuchato wa hitu kwa pachikoro.
Ehe.
Muka vamusina kujika keke.
Kaa
no. Kumuchato.
Yanti ya bora. Yeah. So
kana mtu nakuita bora
akuna
akuna chini
enda bafana bangona banye basima college
mm-hmm.
Omunye wabute ufuna kudlala sibili super league
kona pemene yapane mumwe ari kutamba akabva zvakare kuZimbabwe mwana weZimbabwe ari muno ari kutambira Maryland University of Maryland anotamba iyi
badlala bafana la
anotamba
yeah. So,
saka ndo mumwe mikana yakanga iri koyo Gibbs saka ndo ratoda kuti nasi tinge tichikurukura nezvazvo kuti mikana yakadai munona ichibatsira zvakadii uye woyimi mezvizva mungati dai zvawedzerwa kana kugadziriswa tichange tichikupa kana yekutaura nevari kuronga Zime Expo iwavo tinenge tiinawo pano nevamwe vairatidza zvinhu zvavo pa Zime Expo yegore rino.
Yeah, kunjalo we've got videos of some of the people that attended Zime Expo. Let's see what they were up to there.
This is Ngosana Ngomo. I'm DJ Danger Vibes. Don't even put the DJ in front. I'm just Danger Vibes. I'm a DJ and audio engineer in Atlanta, Georgia. You can catch me at Evan Gotti most weekends. I won second place. I thought I was going to win, but they beat me fair and square on that one. So, yeah. Make sure you check me out. Danger Vibes at Danger Vibes, VYBZ. Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. That's it, really.
That is a new. Starangles Vinara Zichas. And Rufara on the one passport young last in the Batsuran in the embassy to Washington, D.C. Vanibatsuro could indeed passport young. The process was very good, welcoming, and everything. I'd like to thank for the support and everything, the assistance and appeal. I think when we saw Rufara, the assistance, we just want to continue.
My name is Tumisani Prince Simunyu. I'm the VP of Marketing, Vice President of Marketing for CargoLink International. And I'm here at the Zimbabwean Expo to promote our business. We are shipping all different kinds of things to Zimbabwe. Right now we have a special deal, $100 off until May 31st for drums and wardrobe boxes. And our goal is to try to support all Zimbabwean businesses by creating a bridge that allows people to distribute or send stuff to Zimbabwe. We have a website, Cargo. If you want to get a hold of us, just go to our website, CargoLink International.com. That's CargoLink International.com. And also, you can just call us at 978-726-8010.
Inintimeitwa Dr. Gadziro Gwekwerere. Ndiri mutevedzeri wokumadzimai Vice Chair Lady MDC North America. Diri pano pa Chicago takamirira bato redu re MDC ndakamirira kunyanya kumadzimai isu tine hurongwa hwekuti titsvage rubatsiro tibatsire vana vari kuZimbabwe panyaya dzemafizi nemadzimai anotambura saka tine shoe drive yatiri kuita yokuti vane shangu dzavo dzavasisade dzevakuru dzavadiki dzevarume dzemadzimai tiri kudzitora tozodzindisa ku recycling mari inobuda ipapo yose inonanga kuZimbabwe kunobatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe panyaya dzefees nezvimwe zvinonetsa mupenyu. Tinotenda muchatitsigira kana vanenge vaine shangu dzavo matunhu ese vanokwanisa kundibata pa 347-208-7244 tozova director kune vanouya vachitora shangu pamba pavo. Tatenda and tinovimba muchatitsigira.
So, Joga, those are some of the people who actually attended Zim Expo, and there were so many of them that were excited about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, kuna panange sibonile abantu jonga bekhuluma ngabakwenzayo, sibonile abe MTC kuzobuya ke abanye ke abachiyeneyo. So ke bebetshengisela nje ababuye ukuthi baze bayakwenza khonapho.
Kuti chicha vari kuita ndizvo zvotaona pana mukoma vataura kuti vakafadzwa zvikuru nokuti vakwanisa kurinyowa passport yavo. Unenge wadimurirwa rwendo rwokuti unge uchienda kuZimbabwe kunorinyowa.
Wakungofitira lapo eWashington. Kuti nxa usendaoni zeChicago. We are flyer, you need accommodation.
Chicago, we are
that's right.
Saka wakungo zvitira panzvimbo.
Yeah.
Ndofunga idanho rakanaka. Tinoimba kuti ive embassy havangomirira zvinhu zvakaita seZim
Expo.
Vanofanira vachingotaurira vanhu kuti musi wakati, mwedzi wakati, tinge tiri mudunhu rakati, vanhu huyai mutione ipapo, vobva voenda kune rimwe nzvimbo. Ndofunga zvinoreruka.
That's right.
Yes.
And we also have some more people that said a lot of things. Mm. So let's have another video of the people talking. Yes.
Ngiyajabulisa ukubona abantu bakithi ekhaya abavele eZimbabwe behlangene kangaka bedlala inguqwe nje. Ngibone ngani standard sibili si very high for ama team e social angasolana competitive. Ngibone ngani nxa bengaqhuba bakhule baye yi team engaba yi team yebhora sibili ezizwayo. Ngiyabonga.
Wena ngosomabhizinisi so uthe ufika lapha ubone njani kodumbukiso lo?
Yazi ngijabulile kakhulu bengakhangelanga ukuthi zahlangana le nto enje. Ngithe ngifika lapha mina bengivakatshile ngingalandanga exactly iZimbabwe Business Expo, but ngithe ngisizwa ngayo ngajabula kakhulu ukuthi ngifike ngesikhathi esiright. Ngihlangane labantu abaningi kakhulu, ngabona ukuthi abantu abalapha ngabana abantu abale mqondo abafuna ukuthi ngabe iZimbabwe yathuthuka. Balama-ideas amaningi, kulama-business amaningi engiwabonileyo. Ngithabile ukuthi ngizuzile ama contacts ukuthi engcenye lami inqambuyele ekhaya zake ngikhulume lapha 102 bangcedise kuyami business ye pharmaceutical wholesaling and mbona baningi kakhulu abantu bakhona abalama various and different business models abalawo and nxa singawathatha sibancedi sibangenise ekhaya mbona ngani ungasinceda kakhulu.
Yeah, so nxa ukhangela kodwa ukuhlangana kwabo abantu sibili bezihlanganela nje ukhanya sibili into ethakazelelwa ngabana abantu abaningi. So wena ubona ngani kodwa kuyanceda yini khona ukuthi bakwenze hlala kunjani?
Ngibona ngani kuyabanceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu abangapha abangekho ekhaya bahlangane bakhumbuzane ngalapho bavela khona babone ukuthi bengancedisa njani ukuthi kabakhohlwanga lanxa belapha bebuye ngemsebenzi abanye bebendlela ezijiyeneyo kodwa kukhanya bayakhumbula lapho bavela khona. So kuyathokozisa ukubana amaZimbabweans ayayithanda iZimbabwe njalo bayifisela into enhle. So yikho ngibona bengani ba okubenza bahlangane ngizwe ngani nxa ngulalele injongo yangikhona ukubana ekugcineni bengahlanganisa imingqondo yabo ngamabhizinisi abalayo lama attributes abalawo bengancedisa eZimbabwe. Ngibonani kuyakuhle kakhulu and the atmosphere nje is very inhle kakhulu bakhanya abantu bayakholisa bathakazelana ukuthi bavele ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo kuma-states ajiyeneyo and sebehlangene bangamazimbabweni and bayakhulisana.
Ye, so phosele ukugcina apa basibali.
Ngithabile kakhulu ukuhlangana lo mngane wami okuthiwa ngoGibbs Dube. Gibbs Dube, ngiyakubonga, phakamisa iflag yeZimbabwe kakhulu. Umsebenzi owenza ngiyawuthabela kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke John.
Ndiri pangu ndimakadi.
Ndiripo munonzi kokwani?
Munonzi kokoni kairo.
Nekairo mauya kuzovinge ipara.
Ndauya kuzoona zviri kuitwa panapa.
Maona chii?
Ndirikungoonawo vanhu vari kungofara. Passport office iri panapa.
Imi magwaro enyu anga aripo?
Aiwa magwaro ndinawo. Ndaona vanhu vakawanda vekumusha ndiri kufara zvekuti.
Waona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport?
Ndaona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport vachitowana mapepa wekuti passport dzavo dzibude.
Kumusha kuti utore passport hazvinetsi. Zvinongonetsa mbishana mbishana but zvinofamba.
Zvinofamba but kuno kundaona kuti hazvisi kunetsa. Kunakidza chaizvo. Kufara.
So zvitaurira vanhu kuti imimi kumusha muri kubva kupi?
ndinobva kuruwa ini ndinokwazisa vanhu mese kumusha kuruwa inini kuno aiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba ndiri kufara zvekuti asi ndaona hama dzekumusha ndaona vana vekumusha zvekutaura chekumusha nhasi tiri kufara zvekuti
kuti nyikulume sindevele but niyatopatopa vele mina nyivele emashonerland asi nyihlale ematebeleland well ilearn debele grade 1 and 2 so nyadoba and I used to work in Plumtree Town for 3 years so yeah. I wanted to say something in Kalanga. Eh, Mabuyani, Mujani. Okay, ndo lebeleka kwazukwazo. Well, I miss you, my Matabeleland people. You guys are great. Keep the love going. I love you. Stay blessed.
So now, Chonga, those are some of the people that were actually attending. Very happy people there. Eh?
That's true.
And with Mr. John Fett Spanda. John Fett is a business person. He's in the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
So he was saying that he got some people that he worked to and he's likely to make a follow-up and maybe strike some lucrative deals because he says, you know, the situation at home is not all that good, but he will try to make that kind of a follow-up and maybe have his business running on top gear. And then we had Coco in Nikairo. She was a very happy woman there. And she was saying that it's good to eat mfushwa. It's good to eat some traditional foods.
Because there are plenty there. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
Speaking.
Yeah, so I understand. Yeah. So it was really a blessing to meet here. And
Yes.
You know, despite being here in the diaspora, I mean, naturally, you are a Zimbabwean. And there's nothing that stops you from having that flake on your head. So because you're a man of the soil, you know.
I know.
But it doesn't mean that you are affiliated to any party. Yes.
Yes.
So I think now we're joined by Mr. Anesu Manjengwa. He's the Zim Expo co-founder and is based here in USA. Mr. Manjengwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, and
thank you
for having
me on your program. Thank you so much, Chonga.
I want to run penny kungoti nindaka ita zvekuuya nesoka kuzimi expo ndakazosvika zvichonzi yapera mai manje asi gore rino yati 3 days. Aiwa ndizvozvo. Tinotenda zvikuru muchiwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa chedu kuti tinzwo ini ndisina kukwanisa kunge ndiriko nevamwe vateereri varipo kuti vange vachinzwawo kuti zvakafamba sei uye mikana ipi yavanowana nemiwo zvakare vanenge vachiitawo urongwa ihwu mikana ipi yamune muchiwanawo munyaya dzemabhizimusi. Kutandadzana, kuumba ushamwari nekuumba ukama. Maybe you can start by just explaining how the Zim Expo 2019 went by in Chicago.
Aiwa, yakaenda, it went by very fast. You know, we take a long time preparing and planning. And then when the time comes, it yatopera. It went very well on Friday. Nagatine my passport, which is Friday and Saturday, and we had about 40 people that got help with my passport on location. Muno ziyakuno ku America, unafanagwenda ku embassy. Semunu, with the passport, it was renewed. Get my fingerprints, my application from Yako. And then, no sooner now, it was Yaku, Esso, Kadanga TV, Susu, Watabasi, instead of you would want Wando Coco, one Yaku Expo. My last had a business dinner, Tarada and our Nimuarma business, is why we had to get Tese, Papa Yavashoma, Rakwanda, Chicken, and Woody. Chicago, there's a traffic in my fight, the Manero. I did a white angle at Arapa Fatra Maningi, Monsieur Fight the Manero, I came out to Chitais or so. Tabitha would get dinner, Takano would wait, the Chitam Papa, Battle of the DJs, a Pano Akoma now and a Pana with our Shano, why to give Tana, Panya Kurita Manzi. That was Monsieur Friday. Saturday, I am going to go with my passport to get a business expo. Maskati tichi wana maskana wakati gadzira kuita fashion show achiita marehearsal vakapedza iwo marehearsal vakuma 5 tichi ndonga vakubana nonzi just signals vaku airport angauyawo kuti tandadza manhere musi wesaturday So manero wache Saturday takazoita Miss Zimbabwe fashion show tikashongedzwa navasikana vaviri vanonzi vanonzi Gamu umwe wacho anonzi Edna avoid him but also the rules in Babu Taranaka Manin Taratoka no one about stage. Then the fashion of Varaitwa, the Guananga, no winner, and I don't see no Tando, Chantel, Jack. Never took me, no what is the Vakiva Vini, Motan on the Natalie Missouri, no man on the Nyasha. Do I watch him a day that I go in a new Zimbabwe? Then at the same time, the writer music, I am coming out of the Shastro. Aimbo ipanana astana uZimbabwe kugando kana kuimbaksira nokutamba takapinda mskara anonzi Cynthia Munyawi kubva kuZimbabwe akatiimbirawo tikafaruka musakano wedu womusi weSaturday nemukubana anonzi Jazz Signal iye kubana weStonye noyauya anga ari kuno achitiimbira musi weSaturday musi weSunday takatibe kupark local park Oakbrook City Park kwa kwenye mpikwi esoka all day pande timu yeku Chicago ndiyo yaka wina timu yeku pande timu yeku Atlanta yaka ruza yeku Indiana yaka ruza ne ime timu dufungo yenge si Indiana just escaped me. But yaga yaena kuzo wina wu. Asi yeku Chicago okoko local team. Yaga wina yeka wina. Omukombe wezi mwe kiso 2019 Chicago. Bloku pete irakwe. Taka ita makikwe wezi mwe kiso 2019.
Ayu wapaka batu kwa basa apuwa manjengwa. Asi tishitarisa wu amungatima highlights. What were the highlights ye Zime Expo 2019?
I think the highlights the Nango the Kimba by Jazz Signal. But that the Gifas one, yes, Ango Arino. Negu in a pa non tando kita me Zimbabwe. Bagafazwan or Gawanda Manin. Do I my main highlights. I see one women around Lakaya Batuba passport. Shagawa Zavare Kira Manin in the good of Mesa or the good everyone or three. I'm with Kazi and I'm with four. Kutakura mureza kubva kumba kwako kuenda kuti DC kuita mapassport zvinoremera vanhu vakawanda zvinodhurira vanhu vakawanda saka kuuya kuvakaita panharaunda patanga TV kuita mapassport avo vakafara zvikuru naizvozvo saka that's a very good service that I think we're going to continue to provide the people zvinovafadza nekuvarerukira maningi izvozvo.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are going to have some more voices of people that actually attended the Zim Expo, so we'll just put a video there. And Mr. Manjengwa, can you just stay on the line?
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's have the video now. Yes.
Salam Vegasela, Chitoro, Nivelem Perengwa, Nidapa, USA, at the Slay Zim Expo, in the Western Zagadis, the Destiny. Swane Avantu. So kuntambama saba laba hlabelela abavele eZimbabwe sesilo Jazz Signal lo Cindy Munyanyi abantu ba bathabile sibili uyakwazi libona umuntu ovele ekhaya sibili sebe sijayele ukuphonga ukukhalisa ingoma kuma radio kuma TV kodwa sibe sibabona live sibili behlabela sibili kube kuhle abantu bebabukela bebona la bebona ukuthi shwa amaZimbabwenzi bayasupporta lokhu abakwenzayo and kathesi lapha sesibukele umdlalo ibhora amaZimbabwenzi bayadlala inguqu so basegrounding so sibukele siyababona bedlala sibili so into enhle sibili itshengisela ukuthi lapho esivela khona eZimbabwe konke lokho kukhona kwenzakala noma singapha sikuchiye.
Hi guys, my name is Tatenda. Ndinogara muChicago, Westmont, Illinois, and ndinodzidza kuchikoro kuRockland. And right here, where, as you can see, we're at Zim Expo, our soccer tournament, where we get to have a firm grasp of that family unit, of that family, of that Zim community, where we strengthen our bonds as a family abroad, and it's pretty much one in. I want to shout out to the people who organized this event. It's very fun. I got to know some mentors, some people whom I didn't know, some people who actually give me some advice about life, and I got to be more proud of my own Zim community, and I want to thank the organizers. And yeah, thank you guys.
All right, thank you everybody else. We're here at Zim Expo, and my name is Samraibo Perere, and what we have here is a biltong, what we call biltong from home, and it's right here, and it's being made here.
Go.
There you go.
Hi, my name is Nyasha Mufakure. I won second princess of Miss Zimbabwe USA, and I'm going to continue to do my work in making sure that we have Zimbabwean representation in America and have more of us beautiful girls on TV, on magazines, and I cannot wait to see what I do next in my life. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's me again. Doitwa Mailolo, guys. Just showcasing my biltong at Zim Expo. Bachada, $20 for the big packet. I have sticks. I have the sliced one. It is spicy, it is plain. We are mtenge chimkuyu, hamatsang. We are mufunge kumusha mchitenga chimkuyu.
In the US of A, and we have hot, we got it traditional, and we got it on garlic. And this is all Zimbabwean, definitely biltong. Thank you very much.
So those are the people that we're attending.
You know, I was wondering what you were chewing all along. So you were chewing
chimkuyu. Yeah, that chimkuyu.
You had fun,
Yeah, so much fun. So apparently they wanted to pick me as number 9, one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the contract wasn't proper. So and the, I said next time, guys.
You were 20 in between training, you know, Dynamos or Highlanders. Yeah.
So there was a Zisco steal. I went for that.
I understand so, now have another Quiet guest.
So we've got Mr. Quiet Ngube, who is the Zim Expo co-founder, like Mr. Manjangwa. Baba Ngube, sa wamuke lokhlela. Hello, Mr. Ngube. Welcome to. Maybe Sukolo Ngube. Hello. Okay. Yeah, Baba Ngube, kunjan.
Impela viki singemva kwethu khathesi.
Mhm.
Sesingakhangela ukuzayo kulomnyaka esiwungenayo.
Yes, singathi wona ukubona ngazani sibili abantu bakuthakazelele kakhulu kuyini babancane.
Ai, kuya ngokuthi ngubani okhuluma ngaye, okhuluma laye. Kungenani ezomgido zivele yizo ezithandwa nguZulu wonke. Abachichimbila abantwana babantu bakithi. Ngomgqibelo ntambama kwaze kwatshaya ihora lokuqala ekuseni yangesonto. Bechichimba begida kuthunqa uthuli nanxa kade kule khapheti. Uthuli luthunqile. Yiyo abayithakazelela kakhulu bese sokusiza le esithi beauty pageant ayibinhle sibili kakhulu ama izintombi kade zijengisa ubuhle babo bazoza ncintisana ke kade kule zintombi ezisifica minwe mbili hayi kade bebahle abantwana babantu bebahle sibili bevathe bephelele.
Mhm.
Kwakhethwa ke labo abayibona abatholakale besedlula amanye kuvele uhamba njalo.
Yes, singathi ke kodwa nxa sisikhangela abantu ababuyileyo sibili abantu bakhona osomabhizimusi abathe bakuthakazelele kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane labanye. Liyake lilandelele libone ukuthi khonokho abakhulume ngakho kwenzakala yini.
Sikhuluma nje khonokho khathesi sesiqalisile ukuthi sikwenze. Namhla ntambama sizabe silomhlangano sizakukhangela konke okwenzakele ngempelaviki okuhambe kahle lokungahambanga kahle okusolakalayo lokungelansolo okudinga ukuthi kwenziwe ngconywana ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Konke sihlala phansi sihlangane sikubone ukuthi sihambe njani bese sikhangela ukuthi ngokuyini esingakwenza ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo. Ye, abantu siyabalalela sibili. Kunjenje sikhuluma, sebeqalile ukuthi bafake okusembonweni wabo abakubonileyo abakusolileyo labakuthakazeleyo siyabalalela sibili sesizama ukuthi senze ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo yikho ukuqondileyo uma ufuna ukuthi uphumele
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho-ke baba ncube ecingweni silabantu lapha-ke kufacebook abasilandelayo usikhumbuzo mlalazi umandla hendi mahlangu kuzobuya labanye abaningi ubruce labangana-ke uthi siyabonga ukuphakamisa ukuphakama kwenu mazimbabwe amahle kuzobuya njalo usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi kuhle lamhla akukhulunywa ngezepolitics akula ungani kuyahlupha siyabonga kakhulu-ke studio 7 ubusani mbuso ntini uyabuza ukuthi kade kulabantu abanenganganani kuyakhanya yini lokuthi izimexpo iyangaphi babadube sicela ukuthi ubaba uncube asitshele ukuthi kambe iyangaphi nxa sokubuya iminyaka so Mr. Mbuso Ntini is asking about
the next
ZimExpo. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So there's a question here Mr. Ncube about where ZimExpo is going. So can you give Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini some kind of response on that kind of an issue?
Hey Mbusani, ungaphi siziva? Ngiyamazi usikubusani.
Ehhe. Yes, so uyabuza ukuthi kuya ngapi? Ukukhanya liya ngapi in terms of the future and lingabe lingapi next year kumbe into ezinjalo.
Okwakhathesi into esizama ukuthi sihlose kakhulu njengoba sisazi ukuthi iZimbabwe imi ngapi siyafisa lathi ukuthi sizama ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi imvijana leyo singayenza ikakhulu ezamabhizinis ikakhulu ukuthi sazi ukuthi kulama opportunities anjani ekhaya laba abafuna ukwenza amabhizinis siyafisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlangane le nkokheli zelizwe zekhaya ukuze sazi ukuthi i-diaspora singenzani okunganceda abantu bethu abangapha labangale ilizwe lethu singafaka isandla ngandlela bani sifuna ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi sizimisele lathi iZimExpo kayisiyo business enkulu kakhulu but imbono lemicabango lezifiso zikhona esifisa ukuthi sizenze ye siyakholisa ukuthi senze nje eze ibhola abaculayo konke lokhu siyakwenza but injongo yeZimExpo njengoba nje ibizo lisithi ZimExpo
senze so baba Ncube ubamba kancane khonapho sithathe ubaba osecingweni lapha icingo lakhe lungawa
thina mthelele Gibbs hello
hello makasimba
takasimba baba zita ndiani
Lizbel
muri kupi baba
ndiri kuno ku Harare
muharare taurai chirongwa ndechenyu tipei pfungwa dzenyu
ndanokabata chokwa tine nyaya ipi ziya
nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveZimExpo yakaitwa kuno kuamerica mukupera kwesvondo kwaibatana vana vezimbabwe vachisangana vachiratidzana zvemabhizimusi mikana yemabhizimusi kutandadzana nezvimwe zvakadaro
hallo
ndofunga vakata vanga vachifunga kuti vanga vachifunga kuti pane zviri kutaurwa zvimwe zvisiri
zveZimExpo
andisina kunzwa kuti nyaya ipi iri kukurukurwa nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveZimExpo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica mudunhu reIllinois muguta rechicago kwakasangana vana vezimbabwe regai tinzwe kuna vamanjengwa kuti vazhinji vanoda kuziva kuti sangano renyu kana kuti vari kuronga mutambo uyu chii chiri mazviri chamunowanawo imi alo vamanjengwa alo Mr. Manjengwa are you still there I think we are having a bad connection.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was asking you, what's in for you guys to arrange this and plan the ZimExpo annually? Because ever since I came to the U.S., How many years ago, Gibbs?
Oh, some donkey years ago.
You guys, you have been entertaining us, and we're looking forward to Zim Expo each year. What's in it for you guys?
It's just mostly from the kindness of our heart. We don't really do it for money. We want to do it for money, and hopefully maybe in a couple of years, money will start coming out. But in the meantime, because of the business environment in Zimbabwe and the shortage of cash, it's just been difficult to have the industry in Zimbabwe come over and follow their customers. So basically, we're waiting for the climate to change, and we will be able to coordinate business-to-business relationship between the U.S. and Zimbabwe, and then we can start making money. So right now, we are just incubating business ideas and waiting for the environment to set itself straight so we can make some money.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anyone from Zimbabwe on the business side this year?
No. This year we did not. Last year we did.
Okay.
We had Barclay Bank last year, and I think the year before we had the people too. But this year we didn't have anybody from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And what about those in America or those American business people? Did they have the opportunity to come and exhibit there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had businesses that are based here in America following the Zimbabwean clientele here in America. So we had those. I think we had about 12 businesses that either were there on location or supported us financially online or through banners or online social media advertisement portals. So we had those. But we want to connect them with the ones in Zimbabwe and be the middleman.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vama Njengwa. Rambai mchitanyu. Zamuru kuita. Rambai muriparu nare. Tibo tura mtereri. We have a caller, Gibbs. Hello.
Hello, Magadi. Vama Nanda Wakutawara.
Vama Nanda Magadi. Iku.
Razi, karandu chukwa kanda vapa.
Ah, wakato tanga wakupopotele mchiripo. Zuguti dofunga maito. Nzuka wamu wa shitaura nesho. Atai chaura. Saka atina usara tshukurewa ya iku.
I was going to go to the Zimbabwe. Kuti waone kuti unyanzvi hwatinahwo kuZimbabwe hwakambomirawo sei kana zvikwanisikawo tikazvidhirowawo mainvestors anozoitawo kuti kunyika kunge kuchizotinakira nomati chingasvika kupi tigare tiri muno musango tisinganyanyorangarira kukumusha. So I would want to say the introduction of this program should be promoted. I think we should do. I have the work to the talk, kuti zvirambe zvakaita saizvozvo. Ndinofunga kuti maybe nokuno South Africa zvikadaro. I think by the time patinosvikawo makore maviri matatu mana, zvine zvakuonekerawo and those who are outside vanenge vakuisawo confidence kuti ai vanhu vanozvide chekuda kuvakanika. Besides to be united and to have a positive mind and a positive thinking, kuti how do we help our country back home, because at the end of the day, we shall go back home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ramananda. Tunoimba kuti vadare vedu vari kutinzwa. Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda. I think Mr. Ngube, you can respond to Mr. Mananda. What he said, that he actually started by thanking you for organizing the Zim Expo. And he says, is it possible that in the future you bring in big businesses so that the Zimbabweans and other partners know what is happening in Zimbabwe?
So I guess Mr. Ngube's phone is actually dropped.
Okay.
Maybe you can redirect
so, Mr. Manjengwa, maybe you can respond to the caller who is requesting big businesses, or is saying, is it possible that you bring in big businesses? Though we know last year you brought in one of the big banks in Zimbabwe. So he's saying, can you bring big business companies to also showcase at the Zim Expo?
Definitely. That's something that we are honestly working on. I think companies that want to harvest the diaspora, companies like Nyarazo, even Tourism Authority, Minister of Tourism, Barclay Bank, or some of the big banks in Zimbabwe, we are talking to them this year. So that's they are on our radar, and we are going to start early this year. And as soon as the financial climate changes, we are going to pursue them and make sure that they are available for this coming year's expo.
Aiwa, zvino fadza zvikuru zvamuri kuita vamanjengwa. Ndinoimba vakawanda vanenge vachinetseka kuti vangapindawo sei mukuratidzira kunenge kuchiitwa kuZim Expo. How do you advertise or how do you make people aware that the Zim Expo, this is what is required of you to exhibit or to participate? How do you advertise?
We use our website, zimexpousa.com. That's all year round. But towards my events, I know it, I don't use the social media. We have a presence on Snapchat, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Instagram. So we use that. We push out a lot of communication through our social media outlets. The issue basically is we normally get 200 people on location, but we cast out to thousands of people. So we normally have reactions, people as far out as Australia or England or Canada. They all hear about us. What I encourage the people to do is to stay connected, same as Zimbabweans. Let us stay connected to my local WhatsApp groups, or let us, let's not be living in islands. Because if you are living in an island and you are in the middle of America, we have no way of getting to you. Now, we cannot push a WhatsApp message to you. So if you're in a community, join the local community WhatsApp group, be in communication with other Zimbabweans so that we can easily get to you with one or two hops. So we can get to you, yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjunga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Ms. Sukolohle Ncube, one of the co-founder members of Zim Expo. Ms. Ncube, we welcome you to this program.
Thank you.
Now tell us, Zim Expo is gone, and now maybe you are starting to prepare for next year. So what are you doing to make it bigger and better next year?
First of all, we need to vote for the next state, since we go different states, and we usually correct the next year from this year's Zim Expo. So since we just finished the Zim Expo, we are yet to sit down and meet to see where we need to improve or where we will access a success so that we can carry it over to the next year.
So now, looking at what happened this year, are you really happy about everything?
Personally, yes. I was happy. I'm actually happy every year. Mm-hmm. But we do see sometimes some challenges that we need to correct for next year. So each venue is different, but I was happy this year.
Yes, singakhuluma ke ngesiNdebele. Singathi ke khona ukwenzakala lo nyaka uyakuthakazelela yini, Mancu?
Ngiyakuthakazelela kakhulu. Siyazange sibe labantu abaningi kakhulu njengamanye ama-expo, kodwa yona nje i-expo yakhona was well organized. Ihambe ngendlela ekade siyiplane ngayo. Zobe singafisa ukuthi engakade kube ngcono kulalo kade kuyikho khona.
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bebedinga ke ama-passports lama-birth certificates. Kuzobuya ke Miss Zimbabwe USA kade khona layo. Lama clash of ama DJ lana a Richards Willem Culo Mnandi kuzobuya lenguqu sibili kuyinokunyeliza kungezelela kuzime expo buyayo
okwakhathesi singathi asikahlangani ukuthi sibone ukuthi sihlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyini esingakungezelela ukuthi kuthabise abantu isikhathi esiningi siba lento ezifana naye kodwa nje sijinja ama artists every year sizama ukuthi silethe umuntu othandwa ngabantu. So this year sinanzelela ukuthi i-artist esiyilethile ithandwe ngabantu kakhulu. kula manye ama artists esiwalethe.
So
just ku entertainment ukuthi ama Zimbabweans abanye ngabathanda entertainment abanye ngabathanda i-business yathi sizama ukuthi sikuhlanganise konke ka one ukuthi sikholisise wonke umuntu. So as far as the entertainment siyabona ukuthi hayi khanye ngani siyenza right. Ngoba abantu bayathakazelela i-entertainment esilayo ngoba ungananzelela yiyo kade nganile abantu abaningi so sokufanele siqinise kakhulu ku-business side.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
zinofadza
kakhulu
ya ndizvozvo ndauda kuitawo artist manje.
Oh, you want to sing?
Ndauda kuibo.
You know what will happen is somebody to make you only have one person watching you.
You,
the owner of the mic.
You. Thank you so much, Miss Ncube. Please do stay on the line. Give some water to Sao.
Yeah.
Zvanyorwa nevateereri pa Shona Viewer, Shona Facebook page. And rikuona panongori nevanhu vari kungotizivisa kuti vari kuona vari kupi. Hapana vazhinji vari kukomenda zvikuru vari muSouth Africa. Ndofunga nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina ruzivo nemafambiro akaita mutambo wekuno. Asi tina Bulia Leonard anzi watching from Windhoek kuNamibia uko. Patricia Sivanda Burawa, watching from Hyde Park, South Africa. Edith Gara, watching from Gaborone, kuBotswana. Witness Junior Nu Muchekwa. Anzi ndakatarira chirongwa icho chino ichindiri mutembisa zvirise ikoko kwamuri. Then Amos Ngwenya, watching from Johannesburg. Tichaona Chiminya in Lusaka. Mampo Shava, watching from Bryanston, South Africa. And Mafira Kurewa, and from Bots, Arum Botswana. Then Prosper Machizera, and call me, and the Pride Simango, and over Kuchipinge, Izoji, and Diriku South Africa. Okay, and ofunga dimkoma Pride Simango, washanso, phone yawa, Prosper Machizera, washtara tuwa phone retreads, tuwa phone, then Tatenda Nigel Muyambwa, and Zindripa Lusaka, Jonga Urisei, aiwa inindaka Simba, tinotenda shukuru, ndo variku tevera chirongwa, vachiona zvatiri kunzwa nekunzwa zvatiri kukurukura pano Gibbs.
Jeff Maswane se uti dube sengikhona la mkona pake estikini kuhamba njani. Jeff lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngezim expo kati khona phele ngensoto kati kulabantu sibili kula ngale kuzim expo kati bebukisa impahla etshiyeneyo kuzobuya ke le nguqu sibili kati dlala okumangalisayo abafana bangikhona ngababona inxeba ngayidla sibili yayilenda kumbe bayishaye bebhuqa iDynamos lapho ngiyalitshela sibili. Bedlala sibili jonga.
Banotamba.
Bayadlala. Kuzobuya ke Miss Zimbabwe. Siyabona ke ukuthi intombazana. Intombazana leyo kuthiwa nguChantel Jack. Kumbe ke elinye ibizo lakhe. Kade lisebenzisa nguNodando. Utshayile sibili okuzwayo. Nguye phela obe Miss Zimbabwe USA. So ke kube sokubuya kuNyasha Matsakure. Lokatherine Mashora. Mushore. Iba kade bemlandela. So lapho sibili hayi ngamantombazana. Angani aenza akwenza yes zokutoka isile khona
lapha sine mtereri regatinzo undiyana ari parunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Eh makadi
sivo makadi mutana Lisbeth.
Oh mkoma Lisbeth phone yenyange yazombodona pa saka tisina zvenge tanzwanana.
Okay ndanga chitanya kuti anga chitiba to redu ranengere shira tidira zvatidirwako zvakatambirwa zvakadii tingakwanisa kuvhunzana.
Nhasi manje tatichingotarisa Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica kuChicago nemikana ingaitwawo not only muAmerica asi munyika dzakasiyana siyana mune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari mudiaspora. Mikana yakadai inokubatsiraiwo zvakadii mikana mukamuri kunze kwenyika. Ndo zvatati chikurukura nhasi. Saka mukana wekuti tinge tichizonzwa kuti musangano weCongress wakafamba zvakadii. Handi mukubvunza zveCongress?
Ndachibvunza kuti handiti vatiredi ranga richiti kwanzi tiri kundoratidza zviratidzwa zvedu nekushambadza ivi vari kuAmerica ikoko. Saka havana kuzotudha kuti zvakafamba sei.
Vari vebato here?
Halo.
Mati vebato here?
Eh,
eh. Ibato ripi randiri kubvunza?
MDC Alliance.
MDC Alliance. Taona mavideo achiratidzwa apa kuti vakanga variko vachiti vari kuita yavari kuti shoe drive kuedza ukokorodza mbatya zvikuru shangu kune vanenge vachikwanisa kunge vachivabatsira kana kubatsira vari kutambura vari kumusha ivo kana vaunganidza vanozonogoverawo kune vanotambura vanenge vachidizevha kunge vachipiwa kumusha ndozvataona zvakaitwa neMDC pavakanga vari kuZim Expo ndozvaratidzwa pamavhidhiyo ataona akatorwa namukoma Gibbs vatiinavo panapa.
Ok, hazvinotambirwa.
Aiwa, maita basa mukoma Liz Bell.
Ok, hamuenezva rakanaka.
Thank you so much. Vandoona inonzi accountability.
Yes.
Mukoma Liz Bell vari kufona vari kuHarare. Vada kunzwisisa kuti takanzwa kuti bato redu rairatidzira ikoko kuZim Expo. Zvizvi zvarakaita tonzwa nani.
Yeah, exactly.
So the good thing is une mavideo inonzi V11. Une V11.
Yeah, that's a scheme of things.
Yes.
Yes. So let's go back to Sikoluhle Ncube. Usakhona yini Mancube ecingweni? Nalo Sikoluhle Ncube ukhona ecingweni Ntombi Endala? Kungazana amafoni lapha angena nzima. Ukhona yini Mancube?
Ngiyenkona.
Oh yes, sorry lapha ukhayazani umanjinela lapho uthi uyabamba imchina ngibona ngazani isithupha sijemile kodwa hayi songani sokuright. So ke akutsho ke Mancube ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho uMiss Zim Expo, Miss Zimbabwe USA, kambe ukuthi kube khona kono kumncintiswano kutshoni kumantombazana?
UMiss Zim Expo yikunika amantombazana i-confidence ye-beauty ukuthi besebenzise i-beauty yabo lengqondo zabo ukuya computer labanye besiya phambili nje bese okwempilo yabo nje.
Aha.
So angijabulisa isayizi lezi ezincane ngoba silama requirements ukuthi umuntu kufanele ebe certain age group, ebe lama certain qualities. So siyabe sihlanganisa amankazana ama same qualities kodwa sebe computer bonke ukuthi besibone olengqondo ukukhalipha wawo.
Yeah. Yeah, so in English, the question is, what's the purpose of having Miss Zimbabwe USA?
You want me to translate that?
Yeah, can you say it again, you know, in English?
Well, I guess, you know, if beauty pageant show is mainly for young women who have the beauty, the brain, and the confidence, who are there to compete with each other so that they can advance to other beauty pageants, bigger beauty pageants like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe.
Okay, thank you very much.
So it's like a beauty show.
Yeah. Stay on the line. I guess you're on lunch, but stay on the line then. So ubambe kona pho ngaikachana manje.
Yes, rikaitinzwe kuna vamanjengwa. Vamanjengwa nguva dzedzinenge dzakuda kunanaira kuti dzichisvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Vanhu vangada kuzwa kuti kana vakanga vachipiwa mukana wokuuya vachiratidzira kana kushambadza zvavanoita kana mabhizimisi avo nezvimwe zvakadaro, vanenge vachitarisirwa kubhadhara mari here kuti vanga vachipinda muchirongwa?
Ichokwadi, isusu basa redu reZim Expo tinogadzira platform where people can come and market themselves. So those people that want to harvest, our people that we bring together, we ask them for a small token of appreciation so that they can easily set up and market to our people. So kachinzi kacho tinoda about $300, depending on what you're doing. But tinogona kuita manegotiations. Vanobvakure tinovatadzawa mari imwe yakati ombichana, asi tinokumbira madonations kachinzikacho kuna macompanies kuti vabatsirane nesu kuti tigone kupresenta the platform to the people. Normally iyo vanasuke vavanana kwaNcube nana Taylor ndivo vanobhadhara mari yacho. Saka munoziva kamuri pamahotels vana mafees anenge achidiwa kubhadhara hotel, vanohotera vana funds ada mari dzavo. So for us to be able to continue to do this year in and day out, we normally request the business people to either sponsor the girls or sponsor the hotels and give us some money so we can be able to work hard to make the environment more conducive for business.
Iko wano tengesa mune mchi wabvumizwa yenyu kuti vange vachitengesawo zvakare kana kungoratidzira chete zvavanenge vachigadzira asi musingazoita kuti vatengese ipapo.
Vanotengesa ipapo. Kazhinji kacho vanotengesa hembe, vanotengesa mabhuto, vanotengesa zvakasiyana-siyana. Even vanoita shipping, vanoita some insurance, they can come and sell ipapo on location. What normally we don't allow, what the hotel doesn't allow, is for you to come and sell wet food in the hotel. For liability purposes, they don't let you sell sadza or nyama in the hotel. But you can go park, go picnic on Sundays, barbecue, you can sell anything you want to sell there with no problem. But mostly people selling to make money, we would like them to pay us first before they can sell.
Thank you so much. We understand kuti pane bashida mari dzekubhadhara mahotel. Kubhadhara nzvimbo yatingati venue. Saka iwo Gibbs kana kuda unotengesawo shawi nacho kana kuti kumushambadza unofanira kuisawo kamari kana zoendawo kunobhadhara towards the venue. Hazvinozivikana izvo. Yes.
Kuti kumele abantu bebe kwazi khonoko. So ke Mancube, nxa ungatshela abantu sibele ukuthi ukwenzela ukuthi uye kuZim Expo khona ngale kuyini okufunakalayo. So kwelohle Ncube uyangizwa mama?
Sorry, Well sitting.
Yeah, ukuze uye kuZim Expo kufunakalani ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ukuya kuZim Expo? Ngiyakutshela abantu ngamafutshane mama.
Kuya ngokuthi lithi ukuthi ukufuna ukubuya uzobuyela kumbe ukufuna ukuzoparticipator.
Who's a participator, mama?
Uyasicontacta so kusiya ngokuthi wena ufuna ukwenzani njengoba sithi lama-department atshiyeneyo anjenge nxa ufuna ukuzoyenza i-business uyathenga ibhuti lefee yokuthenga ibhuti ubuye uzoshowcase into zakho oyabufuna ukuzithengisa loba nxa ufuna ukuthi ube i-board member for that year siyakwamukela futhi ukuthi ubuye ube i-board member for that year. Then abafuna nje ukuzozivukelela abafuna abanye bafuna nje ukuzozikholisela kuphela nabo ba-welcome siyabe siba-updata ku-website yaku-Facebook.
So kulabo abangazwanga ngicela ukufake ngesikhiwa ukuthi what does it entail for people to come and exhibit and generally for a member of the public to come there for Zim Expo? Can you tell them briefly?
Actually, everyone is welcome. Is welcome to come and exhibit. The only thing that we have less tolerance for is politics. We don't accept politics. So that's for peace's sake. But everyone else is welcome to come and showcase whatever product that they have. It can be groceries, it can be food, it can be something that's social media, internet, it can be clothes, anything. We welcome everyone. Then if you want to join to be a board member for whatever year it is, you are still welcome to put your money down and invest for that year. And then for the girls who want to join the beauty pageant, we have our requirements. We give you the requirements. You have to be a certain age and all these other requirements. You have to meet the requirements.
Yes.
So that if you win, you still qualify to compete with other bigger beauty pageants because they do the same requirements.
And there's an urgent message here from Mr. Moses Ncube. He's saying, how about a male fashion show at Zim Expo? And why female models only? And not males. Just briefly, 30 seconds.
Yeah, because most beauty pageant shows, you see, the winner has to go and compete for other beauty pageant shows like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe. So if we have to have a male, it will just be for entertainment sake, but not that the winner will go anywhere.
Okay.
Because the winner has to represent Zim Expo wherever they go. So if it's a male, it will just be entertainment. We actually welcome... We do welcome those ideas.
Thank you.
That's just to spice up the entertainment, time, because most people like entertainment.
Thank you.
So to boost the entertainment we can, that's actually a very good idea. We do accept.
Thank you very much. Our time is out, so thank you so much. Maybe we have to contest for the Mr.
Zim Expo.
Yeah, I win.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm not contesting.
Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Anesu Manyengwa, Mr. Quiet Ncube and Ms. Sukolohle Ncube. All these are Zim Expo co-founder members. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Tosangana Mshulongwa, Studio 7, Shino Tevera, Morara Shakanaka.